Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how is everybody doing? Welcome, welcome to the Diamond in the Rough Show. I'm Charlie Alejandro, and I hope you had an amazing weekend. I had a little bit of a rough weekend, actually wind up having to go to the dentist and have my wisdom tooth out. Not fun. So if you don't notice me, my usual bubbly self is because I don't want to laugh too hard, because I don't want to swallow the wad of cotton that I have in my mouth. I have this, kind of feel like the Godfather right now with from that movie. And, hey, you're laughing. Mountain Man, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
What's up, everybody?
Yes, isn't it? I was telling them I feel like the guy from the Godfather. If I laugh too much, I'm going to wind up with a wad of cotton down my throat.
I didn't know I was getting on that quick.
Oh, yes, we waste no time around here. So I heard this show on Friday. You guys did a great, great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we had fun with that.
Yes, I noticed. So you guys, yes, Lorraine made an amazing guest. And then, of course, you had Cardi in the co-pilot seat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you. See, I think we've discovered a new talent for you. You're actually quite good as the talk show host. I think Mountain Man needs his own show. We're going to have to find out from the listeners what they think.
I know. We'll have to. And we'll have to see if anybody says anything tonight.
Oh, I'm telling you, Cardi was quite impressed. He's like, oh, I felt like I needed to have the, the Saturday night, the evening news music in the background because you sounded so good.
Oh, yeah. He was telling me every time I gave the call-in number, I gave it so smooth and everything.
Yeah, you did a really great job. I'm glad because for our listeners that didn't know, I was actually in Maine and we were preparing to do some choreography and some rehearsal for a movie I'm going to be in the coming months. And I could have done the show from over there, but I kind of felt like Mountain Man needed to do a show.
Well,
and if I had given you a heads up, you would have had a heart attack and you would have probably called out sick.
Nah. Well, I was about to. That's why I was calling you, because I had some friends in from town, and we had, Cardiac and I had a great night, and we had my friends here, and I wish Cardiac was in the area. He could have come by for some sweet and sour kielbasa.
I'm still wondering where my kielbasa is. You guys are all. Never mind. I can't eat it now anyway because I'm like on. I don't even know what I have to eat, like baby food and stuff, because I'm being such a. I'm being a baby about my tooth. No, but anyway, yeah, I was like, kielbasa sounded good. Yeah, no, but you guys did a great job. See, you had nothing to worry about. So I'm kind of excited. Today we're actually going to be having, oh, man, I am so excited about this gentleman being on our show.
We want somebody else who has the kielbasa, Randy.
What?
My buddy, Randy, just walked into the house. Who made
have
the
you got kielbasa for me? Where's my kielbasa, dude? What do we got to put in the? He can put in the blender. I'll just sip it through a straw.
He needs to provide the kielbasa, the red currant jelly, the chunk pineapple.
Oh, he's giving us the recipe. Okay, great. We're gonna have to put that in the chat room so our readers can get the diamond in the rough sweet and sour kielbasa recipe. Randy's special. We're gonna have to do that. Hey, mom, man, we're gonna maybe get a cookbook going now, huh?
Choose, go play.
Oh, so he laughs. Yes, yeah, so I'm really excited. Our guest tonight is going to be Jay Giannone. I am so excited about having him on the show. He was actually in L.A. last week, and he's actually back in the Massachusetts area. He's going to be at at Tequila Rain Wednesday night, the 21st, at 7:30. They're having the red carpet premiere for his movie Scalpers, and I'm just so excited about getting the opportunity to go. Which is why you and Cardi are going to be back in the driver's seat as guest co-host that night.
Well, that will be great. Get more experience before I have to go in on November 5th.
I know. We're going to have to get all the get well cards and stuff out to Mountain Man. He's going in on November 5th for surgery. Yeah, but definitely I'm going to be out there. I'll give the show a call, let you guys know what's going on up there. And if any of our listeners want to come down, they can get more information on it. They actually have the event page up on Facebook, Scalpers, a red carpet movie premiere, gives you information on it. And you can actually go to Facebook and get that from there. I'm really excited because this is a really great story. I'm not going to tell the listeners a lot, and I'm going to have Jay do most of the talking on that. But it's one of those feel-good stories, you know.
Oh,
kind of rough background kind of thing, and then just it's amazing that he's come as far as he is. And honestly, he was actually in The Departed. For those of you that remember he was in there. And I remember watching him and saying, wow, this kid's going to go places because he's got a lot of talent. And mind you, it was a smaller part, so he didn't get the opportunity to totally display his full range of acting ability, but keep an eye out for this kid. I have a feeling he's going to do some great, great things in the years to come, months to come. So definitely want to keep an eye out on him. Motivational Monday. My man, you forgot what our day was Friday.
Yes, I did. But, hey, learning experience, that's all I have to say.
Well, actually, the fact that you were hosting at the last minute covered our topic for Friday because Friday was Fearless Friday.
Fearless Friday, that's right. Fearless Friday.
And you just went out there and you flew by the seat of your pants and you just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And you did an amazing job and helped Cardi out because Cardi was kind of on the go at the time. He was working in the Boston area and did me the favor of calling in. So he really appreciated you manning down the controls and taking care of the chat room. And even though we kept having little technical difficulties, the connection kept kind of going in and out. I don't know if it was the internet or the switchboard or what was going on with the controls, but lost you guys for a few minutes, but luckily came right back and you guys picked up right where you left off. So that was a good thing.
Yeah,
so,
I know. I don't know what happened that day. We lost the, I had the switchboard up and running that day.
I don't think it was you. I think it was the main controls for some reason. There was something going on that was out of our control. And unfortunately, we wind up having some dead space, which is like a big no-no in radio. But that's okay. We'll go back and edit it so that when you go back and listen to the old episodes that are archived, you won't hear dead space and wonder what's going on. Motivational Monday. I'm so excited. I know it doesn't sound like it because I'm becoming on these meds, they make me very spacey. And luckily, I didn't take the whole thing because you would probably be doing the show by yourself right now, Mountain Man, because I'd be sleeping.
Yeah, and I hope you got my last email before you went on the show.
Actually, no, I did not.
Because I was wondering if you had the questions and all that typed up and everything. or if you just go by the fancy.
Mea culpa, everything's in my head. I know. It's funny. I have a lot of children, and I have one that has to write everything down before they make speeches. Then I have the other one that flies by the seat of his pants, just like I do. So yeah, I'm kind of like that. They just pop in, and then whatever feels natural, I kind of put in, and just gauge it on what the guest is talking about or comfortable with. So I just don't like it to be too formal. You know what I mean, man? It makes it seem like. Yeah, like, I guess it's from my years of being a cop. I don't want people to think I have them in the interrogation room.
Right, but it would help those who help to co-host and all that.
Well, you guys can come up with some great questions for Wednesday. I'll send you some information on Jenna and L.A. Fresh. And you and Cardi can talk beforehand because he knows them pretty good. Actually, Jenna is one of his singers that's on one of his music tracks.
Well,
so
I think...
That's,
he's going to do the remainder of the show, and I'm just going to be the switchboard for him and everything.
No, I think you need to keep him on track because Cardi likes to talk a lot.
Yes, yes.
You
want to
keep him on track, and so make sure that Jenna and LA get the questions up. No, but he's real good. He does a great job. You did too. I'm real glad that you guys did that. So for Motivational Monday, my message is overcoming adversity, and that's thing that I was so psyched about you guys doing the show on Friday, because it would have been very easy for you guys to say, you know what, really? Thanks, but don't think so. But you know, you did it. You did a great job with it. And the reality is that, especially you, Muttman, have you decided not to, you really wouldn't have realized what an amazing job you did and how good you were at it. And the fact is that that's a talent that I know you thought you had, but you weren't quite sure. So now you know you got it. And I am very comfortable knowing that any time that I need to travel and be out of the booth, that I have a great co-host there that can just take over and go with the show. So for Motivational Monday, I really want to kind of instill in people, do not be afraid to take chances. It might be a little chance. It might be, you know, a big chance. It doesn't matter. Just don't be afraid to take chances, to go out there and make a difference in the world and be able to discover what's inside of you and what you can bring to the table. What do you think, Mountain Man?
I think you're hitting the nail on the head there.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
And the
next
thing we're doing that, I keep hearing bells, whistles, and stuff in the line. I don't know what's going on. I have the lady in my ear, but she didn't say anything. I just keep hearing that. Anyway, the reason you want to do that, Motivational Mondays, you want to look to the future. Remember, your future is only a minute away. And I say that because we can change our future in a split second. In 1 minute, we can make a decision that can change our life forever. Now, that can be good, that can be bad, that can be indifferent. But it's up to us to take control and decide how we're going to make that decision and what we're going to do about it. Because I tell this to all my, I do a lot of mentoring, and even with my children, I tell them, look, the smallest decision can change your life forever. Getting behind the wheel of a car drunk, deciding to try drugs, hanging out with the wrong people, taking a test or not taking a test. All these decisions can make a lifelong impact in your life. So it's up to you to decide what are those minute decisions that you're going to make that are going to add up to a future that you're going to be happy about, proud of, and be able to say, whoa, look what I did. Look what I did, Ma. I did a great job.
All right.
Right.
I
so,
hear
ya. I know. Our guest is going to be calling in a little bit, a few minutes, because he's got some things going on that he's got to take care of, because he's that type of person, multitasking, and I really like him. Real quick, to cover some of the stuff that's coming up Friday, I'm going to have Jeff Sullivan on the show. Amazing, amazing. He's a director, cinematographer, editor, producer, filmmaker extraordinaire. They just wrapped up on the movie Scooter Magruder. Shelley Nunchucks and I actually got the opportunity to do a small speaking part in that, and we had a lot of fun with it, so we're looking forward to that, having Jeff on the show. I'm hoping to get Bill McLean on the show as well that same night, because he's actually the one that wrote the script, and he actually starred in it, so that's going to be an amazing thing to have. We're also going to be having Wednesday, of course, we're going to have Jenna and L.A. Fresh. Monday, I am so excited. I am telling you, this little girl, she's 16 years old. She's a singer, and she's going to be on my show, and I am so excited. Amanda McCarthy, I cannot wait to talk to this girl. I mean, some of the stuff she's done, some of the amazing things that she's got coming from Facebook, Google her, get some of her songs and listen to it. I'm going to have Deborah, too. Deborah Scatuto was funny. She's actually like a little dynamo on Facebook. She's been networking like crazy for me to get people to the show. And she, oh, man, we've got some amazing guests coming as a result of this amazing woman. I'm hoping she's going to be on the show, too, as well on Monday to get to actually talk to her and talk about. She has a show called Talent Quest, and a lot of the people that are participating in that are actually going to have an opportunity to be on the show.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. October the 28th, which is next Wednesday, David Garfield. Our show is actually going to be at a different time. We're not going to be live that night because David Garfield is going to be premiering the director's cut of his movie, The Suitcase. Wrote it, directed it, produced it, starred in it. An amazing job. It's going to be over at the Regency Theater in Arlington, and it's going to be at 8 o'clock. For those of you that are going to be going down there, David's such an amazing person. He's always thinking. Tying it into the theme of the movie, which is called The Suitcase, he's actually doing a fundraiser, and the way he's doing it is, Chris, you can relate to this. When children are in foster care, most of the time when they get moved from house to house, they have to put all their worldly possessions in trash bags.
That's for sure.
And there's not, right. So you can you tell us a little bit about that? Because you've had some experience being in foster care.
Believe me, foster care is not a fun situation. It is really poor when you have to put everything that you've owned in bags and boxes and you name it. You just have to put it wherever you can. And believe it or not, just think of it this way. You may not have enough clothes. You maybe have the only clothing on your back. I mean, it's that sometimes it gets that bad. But
it does, and nothing can be further from, I can't even use the word. It's just undignified to have your little worldly possessions, however small they might be, to have to put them in trash bags. I mean, how demeaning. So one of the things that David is an organization that does Suitcase for Kids, and what they do is they collect new or gently used donated suitcases, and to be able to make sure that children in foster care have a suitcase of their own where they can keep their belongings, where they can feel a sense of dignity, even if they do have to get moved from place to place, they have their little suitcase. It's a little piece of them. They feel like their belongings are safe, and it's just a more dignified way. So Wednesday on the 28th, David will be collecting suitcases, new or gently used, that people will donate. And if you bring one, you'll actually get free popcorn at the premiere, which is just a little thank you. Yeah, a little thank you for those. So, and actually, Jody Purdy as well from South Shore Casting is doing that as well. If you want to Google that, or if any of our listeners, Suitcase for Kids, if you want to get any more information on that, you can hit us up in the chat room. Or you can hit me up on my website at www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. Woman is spelled WMN at Blog Talk Radio, and you can get information as well. Also, for our listeners, if you have any questions for us or when Jay joins us, the number is 347-989-1473. Again, the number is 347-989-1473. Or you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, WMN, and log into our chat room that way as well. So, yes, that's going to be the amazing things. And Friday, oh, man, I am hoping to get this gentleman, Reno, Stephen Ferris. He's an actor, retired police officer. He does precision driving, and he is just, on top of the fact that he's just a funny, funny guy, he's just amazing. His life experiences and everything he's done. So I'm hoping that he won't be working that night and we'll have him on the show. And I'm really looking forward to having him and have him share his life experience and everything with us. So with that said, our guest is on in the area. Jay, are you on?
I sure am. How you doing?
Good, good. Jay, thank you so much for joining us. I know you have a million things going, and it's so nice of you to take the time to come and talk to us a little bit, and I'm just really honored to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to have me on the show and to help me promote my event and as well as promote my favorite charity, South Boston Basketball
mm-hmm.
Academy. So that's who
that's
I work with, and
awesome.
That's part of what I'm doing is raising money for them. So I just wanted to make you guys aware of that. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm very good. It was funny because we have a running joke. I had a wisdom tooth pulled earlier. So I have Monk Man. He's in the studio. Say hi, Monk Man.
Hello. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm great.
Monk
how
Man
are you?
Is my, yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not bad. Not bad. Just helping Charlie out this evening.
Yeah, Monk Man's my co-host. We had a running joke that if I had taken the full dose of the medicine, I would have been sleeping under the controls and he would have been taking over the show. Luckily, it went all well. Jay, I have to tell you, honestly, I am so excited to have you on the show, and what a small world it is, because I remember watching, and this is so funny, I remember watching The Departed back in 2006. And I actually remember the part that you were in. And I remember saying to my son, because we have a couple of my boys are into acting and stuff, and this is long before I got into it full time, I remember saying to my boy, you need to watch out for this guy. He's going places.
Oh,
because,
thank you.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jay, I've been around acting my whole life. I mean, I've always wanted to do it. Old school family didn't approve of it, didn't get into it until later. But my boys have been in it, my daughter has been involved in it, and I've had to do talent showcase the whole bit. So I know talent when I see it. And for you to come across the screen, and again, it was a small part, you didn't get the opportunity to show us your full range of talent. And for you to pop like that, I'm like, yeah, we definitely got to keep an eye out on this kid because he's going to do some amazing things in the years or months to come.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I'm blessed. You know, The Departed's kind of set off set off something for me because, you know, I went from The Departed to, you know, Ben Affleck's film Gone Baby Gone, and
mm-hmm.
then I went on into this movie Crazy Girls Undercover, and then I went on and did this movie with Ethan Hawke and Mark Ruffalo called What Doesn't Kill You, which was directed
right.
by Brian Goodman. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then from there, I've done a couple other short films. I am in a film called Interpretation, and it's an award-winning film that's played in the Cannes Film Festival. It's won 20 awards, so if you went to interpretationmovie.com, you could read and see a little bit about the movie. And it's a short film, and, you know, just
mm-hmm.
The Departed, my point is The Departed really set something off for me. Getting around some serious professionals and working with everybody
mm-hmm.
was not only a lot of fun, but it was like a major learning and experience and turning point for me in my career.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was just so evident of the caliber of talent that you had because, like I said, you know, you can see an actor in a smaller role and it's like, all right, great, whatever, you know, move on to the big names. But when you make an impression on someone and you know, you see that, it kind of reminds you of when you saw younger Tom Cruise in Taps or if you saw, you know, other actors that were in smaller parts and people were like, well, you know something there and now to see you where you are now. Now, I kind of want to ask you a little bit. You have the premiere on Wednesday. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, you can find out a lot of information by going to scalpersthemovie.com,
mm-hmm.
scalpersthemovie.com. And it's basically about, you know, just about a guy who gets out of prison and, you know, has some tough decisions and a tough road ahead of him, and he's basically trying to figure out, you know, what direction he's going in with his life, but, you know, he loves his kids and his ex-girlfriend still, and he's trying to, you know, pick the pieces up and put them back together. So basically, you know, the film is loosely based on some real-life experiences that I went through. I used to be involved in the ticket industry and ticket business and ran the streets, and, you know, I did what I had to do to get by and to survive and to live. I did that while I was working on my acting career. And, you know, my background, I grew up in and around the theater, watching my mom perform and just,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a rap artist and a break dancer and a performer, you know, I think eventually, you know, I think this business, you know, kind of came to me. But I think just with my experiences and with my with the talent that I've achieved, I just some opportunities came up and I got lucky. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
before you know it, I was, you know, having a hard time getting auditions or getting in movies and stuff like that. So I was like, wow, I really want an opportunity to play a big role. So I went out and I learned how to write, and I, you know, for an audience, and then I learned mm-hmm. about producing, and I also got the knack to want to direct. So I went and educated myself and did a lot of reading and did a lot of work and learned about cameras and learned about lighting, taught myself how to edit on Final Cut Pro, and basically went and talked to a bunch of guys into coming out for me and working on this film. Some of these guys were in movies like, you know, The Fighter, Gone Baby Gone, The Departed,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Ashcliffe, Scorsese's last movie, and What Doesn't Kill You. So I have a lot of the most familiar actors from those films that you've seen working in this film. So it brings mm-hmm. a little local celebrity to it. And at the same
right.
time, I got this guy, Kevin Weeks, who was like lieutenant in the Irish mob for Whitey Bulger. And
mm-hmm.
he did me a favor by playing the mob captain in the movie. And so
that's
basically,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm blessed, you know. So with my know-how, my strength, hope, and experiences, I put them together. And before you know it, I created a lead role for myself because that's what I
right.
want to do is I want to act. And I figured, why sit around and wait for somebody to give the okay to put me in a movie? Why not grab the bull by the horns? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it wasn't easy.
Right, and see, Jay, that's the thing that gets me is, and again, this is some of the things, and I know sometimes people think it's weird. It's just sometimes that people's character, real character, comes out in a movie to me, not because of the role they're playing, but just something about that person. And that's what's amazing to me, that you could have easily sat there waiting, like a lot of actors do, for quote-unquote that big break, for that
right.
director or casting director agent to notice me and put me in that part. And for me to fit into that role. But you said, no, I can do this. I know I have the talent. I have the ability. You educated yourself, which is something that's so important in any industry, to go out and sharpen the tools, so to say, so you know every aspect of it. And you created this role for yourself with an amazing result, because from what I've heard, I mean, I can't wait to see the movie on Wednesday. It just goes to show what happens when you're passionate about something or willing to go out on a limb and say, you know, it's for you, it was all or nothing, because you're calling in all these favors. You're actually putting everything you have out there to create this movie and to come out with the result that you did. Now, I have to ask you, where do you think that courage or that motivation came from?
To be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, I came up in California, in the Los Angeles area, with Mark Wahlberg. We were close
mm-hmm.
friends, and we hung out together a lot. And just by being around Mark, I got to learn a lot about the industry and the business and meet people. And it opened
right.
up a lot of doors for me, to be honest with you. And one guy
mm-hmm.
in particular that really, you know, took a liking to me was this guy, Mark Rocco. And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, Mark Rocco had passed away about 2.5 months ago, and he was a young guy. He just had a heart attack in his sleep.
Oh,
it's really
sad
because he was the
mm-hmm.
guy that wrote and was ready to direct The Winter Hill Gang, and it was in production, and Tom Cruise was the producer, and they were starting in 6 months. And the worst part of it is Mark was really a good guy and a good-hearted guy, and it's just very
mm-hmm.
sad for his family that he passed away. And he's a great
right.
guy, but, you know, my point is Mark took me aside, Mark Rocco, and he taught me a lot. He taught me
mm-hmm.
about the producer game, and he educated me and hipped me to it, to where, you know, I would have an understanding of how to create this opportunity for myself in many ways. This is a director's opportunity, an actor's opportunity, a writer's opportunity, and a producer's
mm-hmm.
opportunity. So I had to capitalize on those. And Mark, being a writer, director, producer himself and being my mentor, I had a lot of meetings with him. I stayed at his house and lived with him. And, you know, he loved me, and I loved this guy. He was brought into the Directors Guild by Martin Scorsese himself. So, that was like one of his mentors. And so
mm-hmm.
basically, Mark taught me a lot about the industry and about the business and gave me a lot of confidence also. So to make a long story short, I learned a lot from him. And, you know, when I came up with Mark Wahlberg, Mark opened up a lot of doors for me, and I met a lot of people and learned a lot from him and his partners, like Steve Levinson and those guys who were the producers on The Entourage. And by
mm-hmm.
being, you know, with Mark, I also worked behind the scenes for The Entourage for HBO, and I got to learn a lot about production and how things are ran and how to organize things. And I bring all those great opportunities and, you know, I bring them into my world and my ideas and my creativity. And then before you know it, I felt confident. I said, you know what? I've been around the George Clooney's, the Leonardo DiCaprio's, the Mark Wahlberg's, Matt Damon's, Ben Affleck's. You know what? I'm going to make my own movie. I think I can do it. I think I can write it and leave
mm-hmm.
it open so a lot of the actors can, you know, that haven't had experience, can do a lot of improv-ing and basically
mm-hmm.
bring their natural ability and natural character to the project without having to memorize a lot of lines. There would just be certain points or beats I would ask them to take and to hit on, and it made my mm-hmm. job a lot easier, and it was a lot of fun doing it that way. And so,
right.
you know, I wrote a lot of, I scripted a lot of stuff, and I wrote a lot of stuff and created a lot of stuff. It basically, you know, in a roundabout way, to be honest with you, movies are shot on location, but they're really made in the editing room. And by teaching myself how to run Final Cut Pro, I was able to take the 40 hours of footage that I shot for about the first 4 months, and then I did some reshoots a year later. And I just kept cutting away and editing and putting it together and coming up with ideas and figuring out what I could use to make it look a certain way. And before you know it, I had it all cut, pasted, glued together, all the pieces, and I watched it back, and I went, oh, my goodness, I actually have something here. And people watched
That's
it.
Awesome.
They got the story. Yeah, it's great. They thought the story structure was there. They liked the characters. They liked the character, the main character. They got it, mm-hmm. and it was great. So then it was time to make the digital transfer and transform it into a HD resolution copy and score it with music and work on the color correction and spice it up a bit so it looks real professional. And I wrote a few songs for it also.
That's
and like
awesome.
I said, yeah, like I said, it was a lot of work. I spent 15 years of my life in Hollywood to learn how to do all this. It's not something you can learn to do overnight. Anybody can point a camera and film something and record something. But to really have that marinating effect to where you connect with your characters and to have a real story that comes across, it really takes a lot of time to have an understanding and to know how to do that, which can make beneficial to yourself as a filmmaker, you know? And so, you know,
it's funny, Jay, that you say that, that you pointed about the fact that it was a 15-year process, because I have no doubt that you are going to blow up. Like, you know, within a year or two, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, that's Jay. And then you're going to hear the, oh, where'd this guy come from? He's an overnight success. And that just boggles my mind when people use that terminology of an overnight success, because there is no such thing. And you actually were one of the people that took the 15 years to learn instead of it making you bitter or saying, well, maybe this isn't for me, that kind of thing. Because you hear the stories, people go out to California, doesn't work out, they come back, whatever, for whatever reason it doesn't work for them. And then they have this attitude of somebody else kind of screwed them over. But you actually created an opportunity for yourself by watching and learning and taking every minute of being on the set or being in contact with these people to help you come up with this product that you're looking at and going, wow, look what I've got.
Exactly. And it wasn't easy. I mean, I went through a lot in Hollywood. There were times where I was broke, missing my family, couldn't find work, was barely getting by. You know, I lived with Mark Wahlberg for a while. He created a bedroom for me while I, you know, was assisting him and working with him, being his reading partner for a few years and going all over the world with him and working with him, even writing with him. And we made a couple little short films together and stuff, so I learned a lot from Mark. And then, you know, I had to basically get on my own 2 feet and work and grow up a lot out there in Hollywood and create my own identity and figure out, you know, how I was going to do what I wanted to do, because I was really chasing my music career. And to be honest with you, being a model, I was a model for years while I was doing music. Basically, the business came to me. Someone asked me if I would audition to be in their movie, and I did, and I got the part. And then I went, oh, my God, I got a part. I called my mother, and she goes, I believe it. She said, you know, you sat in the theater with me for years. You watched me prepare. You watched me study. You know what to do, son. And I went, wow, I do. That's why I got the part. So I was already being prepared for it when I didn't even realize it. And even as a kid, I did a couple commercials and did extra work on, like, Against the Law and a few other shows when I was a kid. And basically, I did have some experience, and I didn't even realize it. So eventually, when I put it all together and I went to Hollywood, you know, I had my fun and acted like a kid, but like I said, at one point, I had to grow up and become a man. And when I did that, I started to really focus on my career. And, you know, I have an agent, I have a manager, I have people that are on my team, you know, that are working with me. And, you know, and I'm working really hard, and a lot of it I have to do myself. A lot of it is just networking. That's political business, too. People have to know that you have talent and know that, you know, they can use you for something. And the only way to do that is by getting work, booking work, and showing your reel off. If you go to, like, YouTube and type in Jay Giannone, G-I-A-N-N-O-N-E, you can see my reels on there. You can see the hard work and what I did. I didn't even have an agent when I got all those movies. I was assisting Mark, and I met up the right people, and I talked them into giving me an opportunity to audition, and Mark gave me some, you know, some good tips, and at the same time said, hey, I'd vouch for this guy. He's pretty talented. He's pretty good at what he does, and he's dead serious and hardworking. And when a guy like that is telling people that for you, it opens their eyes. And when you go in there and you really study the lines and you deliver, you book jobs, and that's just what I did. And I've worked casting. I worked for Sheila Jaffe. I've worked for, you know, Mark Rocco. I worked for Mark Wahlberg, mm-hmm. and eventually got to the point to where, you know, I became a consultant on The Departed for Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's what got me in the duel with Scorsese. He said, I want to meet your consultant, and I consulted on the film, and Marty loved me, and the next thing you know, Marty said, I want to give you a role in the movie, and I played a detective, and the rest mm-hmm. is history from there. It opened up people's eyes like Ben Affleck and Brian mm-hmm. Goodman and people like that, and lo and behold, you know, I just got the guts to take a shot and not be afraid of anyone judging my project or judging me or anything like right. that, just pure confidence that I want to make a movie and I'm going to play the lead and I know I can do it. And that's what it takes in this business. Anybody listening, and that's what it takes.
And the other thing, too, that on top of the fact that you had the courage to do it, you, a lot of people that are in the movie industry forget that, okay, I'm going to be an actor. Great. And that's all they focus on. They don't realize there's more than one way to wind up where they want to be. I know for a similar story, one of my boys is in the music kind of thing with the rapping, and he was doing a song like for a soundtrack, and the lady kept staring at him saying, I want you to audition for this part in my movie, and he's like, I'm not really an actor. But he did audition and wind up getting the part because he'd been around it, same like you. Did, you know, small roles, did a lot of drama around the house and stuff with school and everything. So the experience was there, but never thought of it. But the reality is we need to take the chance at times that is given to us, whether we see ourselves as actors or singers or whatever other, you know, consultant parts, because that might get us the experience or the know-how or the networking into the people that are going to help us get to where we need to go. And that's a big deal, Jay, because a lot of people are afraid to do that.
Sure. I agree.
It takes a lot of guts to do that, because think about your path, about all the different hats that you've held over the last 15 years to get you to where you really wanted to be, which was being in a good project in the lead role, because that's another thing. You can be offered a leading part, but you're looking at the product, the movie, or the script going, is this really something that I want to do or be associated with?
Right.
And that can be tough, too, because sometimes actors, when they're desperate, they wind up taking roles that are just not going to help them in any way whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jay, on top of the fact that you're having the premiere on Wednesday, which is going to be at Tequila Rain, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And that's going to be
on
at
Wednesday.
7:30?
Yeah, Wednesday, October 21st,
mm-hmm.
Tequila Rain at 7:30, Lisa Bello and Lou Bello will be performing after the premiere.
Awesome. I love them both. They're just great.
They're great. They really mm-hmm. are great. I might get up there and do a song also. We got DJ Clinton Spark spinning, Laura and Gail from the Inside Track, and
mm-hmm.
My cousin owns the Lenovita Salon and Spa, and they sponsored the event, and, you know, I'm really blessed to have them because they really, you know, helped make it all possible. And then my friend Dana also helped out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel really blessed. And this is a great opportunity. I don't expect to get rich off this film. Rich is in the heart, not in the pocket. If one day God has a plan.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, if God has a plan for me to get wealthy, that'll be great because then I'll be able to take care of my family and at the
mm-hmm.
same time work with my charities. Like I said, I'm working with the South Boston Basketball Academy. And, like, we're trying
to raise
money
for the league. Now, right there, Jay. Yeah, I want to get more information on that. So you're working with them. What is the organization, and what do they do, and what are ways that we can help?
It's Roundtable, right, Kev? Our thing, Roundtable. What's that .com on South Boston Basketball Academy? Is it Roundtable.com? What is it? Call Victor right now and find out. Let me get that information for you in a second because we have, like, a new website and, like, new stuff. And basically the South Boston Basketball Academy is a nonprofit youth organization that provides
mm-hmm.
a basketball, you know, team for different kids of different ages, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we keep kids off the streets in the winter and in the summertime, and you know, I'm talking to some other sponsors and stuff to try to help us to get involved with the kids. And you know, my company Relentless Entertainment Productions
mm-hmm.
is you know, donating a portion of the money that we make off of the film. Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was weird.
It was like the whole thing just went down for a second. I'm sorry, Dad.
I have no idea
what just happened.
It's okay. It could be the cell phone. Calls drop in and out at times, you know?
No, it was everything. The whole switchboard and everything went down. It was so weird. So, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that again? You do basketball for youth to get them off the street in the winter and in the summer and have teams together. So, continue.
Yeah, basketballs themselves are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so are the shirts for the kids. You know, they all get to keep
a shirt
and take a shirt home. So, I mean, if you go to SouthBostonBasketballAcademy.com, like I said earlier, that's pretty much where you can get some information and find out how to make a donation. And, you know, we have a tax-exempt number, and, you know, we're listed as a nonprofit organization. I'm the vice president of the company, and my good friend George Benner is the president, and Victor Baldessari, who runs all the BNBL programs for the mayor and the CYO programs and Catholic charities throughout the city of Boston, is the CEO and founder of the program. And they came to me and they said, hey, Jay, you know, we need some help. You've got some great things going on, some Hollywood connects. You know, we need to raise some money to keep these kids off the street. So I stepped in and I started raising money for them. And I'm so happy that I'm, you know, able to be a part of something like that, because it means a lot to me being a kid from the project who played basketball and was blessed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is
so
awesome. That is
really
awesome. Because I know what it's like to be.
Hello.
Hello.
I swear to goodness, I have no idea what's going on with the switchboard today. They are, like, all over the place. Oh, man, Jay, I am so sorry. I have no idea what's going on today.
Okay.
Well, I picked it up, so no need to worry about that one.
Well, thank you. It's pretty pathetic when the host gets kicked off her own show. Wow. Okay, so SouthBostonYouthBasketball.com. And that's for our listeners.
No, SouthBostonBasketballAcademy.com.
Basketball Academy, okay.
Yeah.
And we will put that up there for the listeners. So that's who you're going to be benefiting. So at the proceeds from the premiere on Wednesday, we'll be going towards this nonprofit that you support in the area.
That's right.
Awesome. Now, I have another question. Now that you've written now, where do you see the movie Scalpers going from here?
I'm going to let God decide that. You know, I'm just proud and happy that I made a feature film. And, I mean, obviously, you know, I'll try to run around and see if I can, you know, get some distribution outlets. I mean, right now, if you go to scalpersthemovie.com and you buy a T-shirt, a portion of the T-shirt goes to, you know, the South Boston Basketball Academy, of course. But you get the movie for free when you buy the T-shirt.
Wow, that's awesome.
The deal is buy a T-shirt, get the movie for free. We're not trying to get rich off the movie. We're trying to create an awareness so people understand I'm a filmmaker and hoping to start a buzz and get a buzz, because what I want to do next, I want to direct a movie, you know, a $5 million movie or a $10 million movie. The budget was fairly scalpers. You know, I put the money up for the movie myself, you know, and did a lot of the work myself. You know, I edited the first pass, passed it on to my other editor after I assembled it with him, and then passed it on to him. And we had some other people help us with some coloring correction and some compositing and some digital transferring and stuff like that. It was a lot of work and a lot of hours. I'm talking, you know, thousands of hours. And, you know, I spent a lot of money on the film, you know, thousands of dollars, like $50,000 plus. So I believe in myself that much that I'm willing to invest into myself and invest into my company. And if I'm lucky, some distribution company will pick it up.
And I'm sure they will, because that just shows a lot about when you're willing to put your own investment out there to show you, yes, I'm very proud of what I'm doing. This is a project that I believe in. And then people are willing to say, okay, this is something that we can believe in and take with. Now, the other thing, too, as far as for our listeners, they can get the information on Blog Talk Radio at our website. I actually put it up on your segment. There's the link there for the movie itself. And for any more information on Jay. Now, if for our listeners, you can go to Facebook and you can actually look it up. They have you have an event page up on Facebook?
Yeah, there is an event page on Facebook. So Scalpers, you can go on find Jay Giannone, JayGiannone on Facebook. There's an event notice there on how to get tickets, who to purchase tickets off of. to go to the event. You can also go to scalpersthemovie.com, click on events, and find out how to get tickets there. And again, you know, scalpersthemovie.com will give you all the information about me, the making of the movie, the characters, the cast list, pictures, everything. It's pretty cool, actually. We work very hard
on the
website with Billy Lydon, a web designer, and it looks really cool. You should check it out. One of the songs from the movie plays on the website as well, and it also has a shopping cart where you can click on and you can buy a shirt and get the movie for free.
That's excellent. And it's funny, I have to make a little side story here for our listeners and for you as well. You mentioned Mark Wahlberg a couple of times. And I actually got called to be an extra on The Fighter. And I had never been happier in my life to not get used, because I actually, where they had me in the particular area of holding, I actually wind up hanging around with Mark Wahlberg's family and his older brother and their wives and everything. And what an amazing bunch of people. They were just the sweetest people.
Right.
I mean, I got an opportunity to talk to them, and, you know, it was just refreshing to talk to people that are so down to earth and just amazing people. I personally didn't obviously get to talk to Mark Wahlberg because he was busy making a movie, which looked pretty good as far as you asked me. But I did get to work with his brother Donnie when they did Bunker Hill.
Oh, yeah. Donnie's a great kid. Donnie's like an inspiring guy to me.
I'm telling you, he was so funny because he was just very light on the set, very funny, and just made people like me and other people that were a little nervous and intimidated feel very comfortable. So, yeah, very sweet family, very nice people to work with.
Oh, yeah, I love Mark's family.
His brother's a friend of mine.
I know his mom, Alma. She's a sweetheart, a very nice person. I know his sister, Tracy. She's a great girl. I mean, I know his whole family. I've been friends with the Wahlbergs for a very long time, and they've been very kind to me, actually, and nice. And, you know, Mark looked out for me over the years as well. So, you know,
that's awesome. It was funny, too, because as a matter of fact, two of my boys had actually written a song for Mark Wahlberg and Mickey Ward. They titled it The Fighter.
Oh, really?
And, it was so funny. And I'm like, I'm sitting there going, I have no clue how to get this to people. And my son's funny. He's like, well, maybe you could throw it at them as they're walking by you. But we wind up actually giving it. Oh, it was hysterical. We wind up giving a copy to one of the PAs, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that's probably going to be in the trunk of his car for the next 50 years. But it was just a great opportunity to be on the set and got to talk to him and stuff.
Sure.
But actually, we have a caller. Let me check. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
And who could this possibly be?
It's Shelly Nunchucks.
Shelly Nunchucks. What's up, Shelly?
Oh, I'm just wicked excited. I just cannot wait for Wednesday. You're going to have to tie me in the seats because I'm going to be jumping up and down just for you, Shay.
That's awesome, Shelly. Thank you.
I just I might be like a big nerd because I'm more excited for the film than the party afterwards. because it's like I'm not a girl that's into chick flicks. And I've seen some of Jay's other films, and I had a ball. I absolutely, like, between his other film that he did, because I know you're talking about Sculptors, but he's done other films, and I wasn't able to listen to the first half of the show. I had to call and listen on my phone because my speakers broke on my phone. So I'm like, when I went to the film festival and met Jay, I was like, oh, he's so cute. He's got a little fedora hat on and stuff, right? And I actually have to take a picture with him, right? So when I went in there, it's like the thing, like I was doing for something, but I was like, I'm here to talk about Jay tonight, so I don't want to talk about my stuff. But on his two films, A Diamond in the Rough and Interpretation, I was like so pleased with it. I was jumping up and down. And in his film, I think it was called Diamond in the Rough, it was like more of a comedy, and it was just really cute, and it was like there was a part in it where he was like dressed up in a dress, and I just could not stop laughing, and I'm just going, oh my God. It was like, I was like peeing my pants when I saw that. And it's like, he's very like, when you meet Jay in real life, he's very like laid back and mellow, and he speaks really like, just like from his heart and everything, he's very kind. Like there's two things that I have to say about him, where it's like he can do these different roles, and it's like it's very amazing because he's so different in real life. And then it's like on the other one called Interpretation with the director Owen Linden, when you're seeing that Jay's playing a bad guy, and he plays like Jay plays all these druggies and stuff, I'm going, oh my God, that's Jay. That can't be Jay. He's too kind. That's how you can tell he's a good actor. And it's like the most amazing thing like when I met him before, I think it was in Fenway or something, he was on the corner and I seen him and I was like, I think I was going to see the Sox or something, and I came up to him and I says, you know, could I have a talk to you about advice? Because a couple years ago I knew nothing, absolutely nothing. And the kind thing that Jay did was the fact that when I asked him some advice, he was never mean to me. And it's like people like would stomp on like my dream, like I said, like I want to work with Jackie Chan and stuff. I said, do you have advice for me? And the thing is, he says, I'll be honest, I just don't want to hurt you, but it's like it's quite possible that you could work with him, but you just have to work for it. He never said no to me where other people like, no, and like were really mean to me and pointed at my face that Jackie Chan will never work with you. And what Jay did is he gave me like sound advice and he gave me inspirations, and like I was like, you know, I'm going to work for it. And guess what? A couple years later, I am now working with a production company that has all stunts, all like people and martial arts and everything, and it's like that's the guy that I spoke about before, my big brother. And it's like because of something Jay said to me, I keep it in the back of mind. People that said certain things to me, I never forgot about it. And the one thing that Jay said to me, it's like it's a lot of hard work, but it's not impossible. So it's like that I've never forgotten. I just wanted to say thank you, and I cannot wait for Wednesday. I'm just so psyched. I'm like, and she, Charlie's like become my big sister. She's gonna. I took a whole day off. I took a vacation day. She's gonna come down. She's straightening my hair. I've got my special dress from a premiere. It's like my Asian red dress. I'm gonna wear for Jay's premiere. I'm just so excited. I just can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know, and it's so funny because Shelly's like, well, I'm not into the girly stuff, but I'm going to be a girly girl for Jay's premiere because I don't want to scare people off.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I can't even sit in my seat. My cats are just scared. They ran away because I'm just, like, jumping up and down on my seat at home. And I just, like, I just cannot wait. I am so excited for the film. All I know is there any fighting in the film? Like any fights or anything at all?
I don't give anything away, honey. You just gotta watch and see the film.
You gotta go.
No, I'm like, we're definitely going. I can't wait. I'm gonna be jumping up and down. You better bring ropes just to tie me to the seats. I just cannot wait.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Well, Shelly, thank you so much for calling in. I'll put you on hold for a second, and then we'll wrap it up, and I'll get back to you in a sec. All right, hon, thanks for calling.
Okay, see you Wednesday.
Shelly, take care, honey. Nice talking to you.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's funny. For our listeners that don't know, if you ever make a comedy, you definitely have to have me and Shelly in the audience because
Absolutely.
We don't giggle. We don't giggle. We, like, belly laugh. My thing is, if it's funny, I'm going to make the whoever wrote it or created this movie feel good because I'm going to let them know it's funny. But, yeah, it's just we're really excited. It's kind of like seeing the hometown boy doing good kind of thing. And we're really excited about it. Yeah, so
yeah,
thank you so much.
About.
It is. It definitely is. So one more time, give us the website for your organization that you're going to be raising funds for on Wednesday.
SouthBostonBasketballAcademy.com. So, you know, if you want to help them out along with me, what you want to do is go to scalpersthemovie.com, buy a T-shirt, get a free DVD. It's a deal. We're not trying to get
it. It is. I'm telling you.
Famous.
Oh, I was so excited when I heard that because I'm like, are you kidding me? I get a copy of the movie. That is so amazing. I mean, and it's just a good cause and everything. Now, if people want to go Wednesday to the premiere, what do they have to do?
Yeah. Go to the website, scalpersthemovie.com, click on, you know, ticket information and premiere, and that'll lead you to numbers of people that have the actual tickets.
Wow.
Right.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And,
you know, thank you, guys.
Oh, and the movie starts at 7:30 on Wednesday?
Yep. Well, people are going to start entering between, you know, 7 through 7:30 to 8. The movie should start around 8:15.
And then there's going to be an after party, and you mentioned
after
that
party,
the Bellows are going to be there.
The Bellows are going to sing, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a fun time and a great event. Come out, get a T-shirt in a DVD, and come and enjoy yourself, and know that, you know, you're donating a piece of your proceeds over to South Boston Basketball Academy, and have a great time and see some familiar faces and people in the industry. A lot of people are going. We pre-sold a lot of tickets.
I'm definitely going, and Jay, I'm going to hunt you down and get a picture with you, and I'm going to print it and get it autographed before you get so big that they'll be like, security, get her away from me.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you so much. I really
appreciate
you having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely, and we're definitely going to have you back because there's just so many great things that you're involved with coming up. And, I mean, like I said, I don't say that very often, but I think I've said it like 3 or 4 times to people over my life, and I'm telling you, when I saw you in The Departed, I just knew there was great things coming out of you and continue to, and definitely you're gonna go places, Jay. You're definitely going to go
places. I've already been to some
places.
I've already been to some places, but I think God has a plan for me. I just try to do his work and work hard and do what I love to do. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm just going to keep on moving forward. And someone told me, a good friend of mine, he said, you know what, Jay? Don't worry about the destination. Just enjoy the journey. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
That is so important. It is. It's very true that you want to do that and you want to make sure that you are. You're reaching out to people on the way. And that's just an amazing thing. Like you said, you're not in it for the money. It's about doing what you love and being able to help people along the way. And that's just a testament to the type of person that you are. And I'm so grateful that you were able to be on our show. Remember, our listeners, you can go to jgiannone, GANNONE.com.
No, GIANNONE. I have a .com for jgiannone.com, but if you want to get any information about the movie or the organization, scalpersthemovie.com.
Awesome. So go to scalpers.com, and I will be there. Shelly will be there. You'll find Shelly everybody wants to meet Shelly. Just look for the loudest person at the movie premiere.
<All right, laughs>
the most excited person. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Have a great one.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Nice talking to you both. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Okay.
Well, wasn't that awesome, Mountain Man?
That was awesome. That was really great.
I'm telling you, he is such an amazing person. I'm like just so excited to be able to go to the premiere and just amazing people I've gotten to meet. Shelly, are you there? Yeah, I am.
Shelly. Hello?
Hi. Hi, guys. I love you guys. I know. I figured I had to bring you back on because of the fact that, you know, Jay had to go, but just to have you wrap it up with us because we're just going to go out there and have an awesome time on Wednesday. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I can't wait because you're going to do my hair. You straighten my hair. I turn red. I'm a redhead now. And, I'm just so excited because it's like I don't just dress up for anybody. So this is like a really special occasion because the dress I wore at our premiere for our big martial arts fantasy film with my big brother, the Anna Kriya thing, that special red satin dress, you don't wear that anywhere. So I get to wear it again, and that's why I'm so excited. And I swear to God, Jay is he's just the kindest person that you ever know. And it's like, it's so cool. He's got the authentic Boston accent. He's from here. And it's just, I just love him. Honest to God. I sound like I'm spastic, but I just really am so excited. I can't wait for Wednesday because it just, like, his films just make me really happy. And they inspire me to do my films. So it's like, you know something? If I get Jackie Chan here, you know what? I'll be like, Jackie, I know a guy from Boston. I should get him a Jackie Chan's film. And, you know, it's like Jay may know more people than me, but, you know, I'm getting Jackie Chan here. That's for a fact. He needs to be in this film.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't realize that we both plan to be like this forever, is that I don't care how long I'm in the movie industry, I still get excited for premieres. And when I see people like Jay make an amazing movie or get an amazing break or just do good, it's one of the things that I love about, I guess, the way I am and the people that I've been around. It's just an amazing, amazing motivational people, and I love being with them. We're out of time. I get the lady 60 seconds. Shelly, thank you for calling in. Mountain Man, thank you so much for doing the show on Friday. You guys did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Wednesday, Mountain Man will be here with Cardiac. They're going to fill in for me because Shelly and I are going to go do our girly thing. We're going to go to the premiere shoppers. Yes, come on down and join us. So have a great time. Shelly, thank you for calling. I'll see you on Wednesday. Mountain Man, thank you for joining me. And for our listeners, do not let anyone ever take your dreams away. Good night. You have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Night!
Yeah. It's been a long road. I don't know where it's going to take me. Oh, no, I got faith. My fans. My loved ones. My block. My people. So love. It's a struggle. Gotta keep up, keep walking, keep your eyes on the prize. The other foot in front of you, never know what life. ride with me. Back in the 70s, there's a Vapoda. A little earlier.